After a decade of serving her massive New York district in the U.S. House of Representatives, it appears Elise Stefanik will stay in the chamber for at least another year. That's after President Donald Trump last week pulled the North Country Congresswoman's nomination to become the next ambassador to the United Nations, citing the GOP's slim majority in the House. Stefanik had become the third highest-ranking Republican in the chamber and one of the president's biggest defenders before Trump tapped her for the UN post in November. Here to break down what happened and what comes next is North Country Public Radio's Emily Russell, who's been following Stefanik's career. Emily, welcome.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
To begin with, why was Stefanik nominated for UN ambassador in the first place?
Yeah, so Stefanik started out her career as a slight critic of Trump, but that really changed over the years. During his first term, she became a very fierce ally of his. At one point, I think it was after his first impeachment trial, he described her as a rising star in the Republican Party. And he, I think, rewards people that are loyal to him. And I think she proved that during his first term in office. And I think that's partly why she was nominated to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. She was pretty critical of the U.N. and I think kind of fell in line with Donald Trump's vision for the United States' relationship with the U.N. And then, as you say, Trump really he pulled that back last Thursday and said she was going to return to the House.
And given Republican slim majority over Democrats, how important is her vote in the House right now?
Yeah, that was really notable. He mentioned that slim majority as the reason for pulling her nomination when he announced that last Thursday. He said, quote, "I don't want to take a chance on anyone else running for Elise's seat." There would have been a special election here in New York's 21st congressional district had she been confirmed as UN ambassador. And, you know, the North Country has long been a pretty conservative area. She regularly wins re-election by anywhere from 20 to 35 points. So she's got a lock on this district, and she's very powerful. She's risen up in the ranks in Congress. But I think it was kind of clear that, you know, her seat was not for sure if Republicans ran against a Democratic candidate. And there's just a really slim majority in Congress. There are two House seats up for grabs in Florida. Special elections are happening on Tuesday. So, you know, if by small margin the North Country went Democrat, that would have really tightened the margin for Republicans overall to even a slimmer majority.
In terms of timing of this, you know, the Senate was scheduled to vote on Stefanik's nomination this week. Both parties were also prepping like a special election to replace her. And North Country Public Radio reporting Stefanik's even been, you know, holding some farewell events in her district recently. Was this news a surprise in the political world?
I think it was shocking. And I think it was shocking for everybody, including Stefanik. That's just speculation. But she said on Fox News the night that the news was announced last Thursday, she said she kind of found out that day that her nomination was being pulled. As you say, like her confirmation hearing was set to happen this week. So she was really gearing up for that. She had had a farewell tour around the North Country. She had been posting retrospectives, photos on social media of her time in Congress, really, you know, getting ready to move on. And so I think the news coming out last Thursday was a shocker to really everybody involved in this process and you know, many folks here in the North Country.
Stepping back just a bit, Stefanik came into politics as a moderate Republican and, like we've mentioned, went from criticizing Trump to now aligning herself with the administration in a big way. Can you share a little more on the role that she's carved out for herself in Congress in the past couple of years?
Yeah, she's really risen in the ranks, both literally. She's had a leadership position as conference chair for Republicans in recent years. And then she's just been a pretty outspoken critic of the Democrats and of Joe Biden when he was in office. She has increasingly, you know, done interviews on national news outlets like Fox News. And she's had moments over her career in recent years where she really has gotten into the spotlight. The first time in defense of Trump during his impeachment trials, but then more recently addressing anti-Semitism on college campuses. She was really leading those questionings of college presidents like from Columbia and Harvard, and that really put her in the national spotlight even more. So she's an incredibly smart politician and smart person, and she's really built this career from the ground up and become, you know, one of the most powerful members of Congress.
And one last question for you, Emily. Before Stefanik was nominated for ambassador, she served as conference chair, the third most powerful Republican in the House of Representatives. And she's since been replaced in that role. The UN now off the table. What's next for Stefanik in the House as she represents North Country constituents?
Yeah. So it's notable in Trump's statement when he pulled back her nomination, he said, quote, "I look forward to the day when Elise is able to join my administration in the future." And Stefanik herself has said she is obviously open to that. So I don't think that's out of the question that something else could open up in the next 4 years. But, you know, for now, she's obviously staying in the House. This is a very safe seat for her. She won re-election to her sixth term back in November by 24 percentage points. We've been talking to voters here just in recent days about how they feel about her nomination being pulled. And, you know, the Republicans we're talking to, and even some Democrats say they're glad that she's staying in the House because she is known to deliver results here to the North Country, millions of dollars for fire departments and various other things. It does, I think, constituents here do believe that her power in Congress does pay back dividends to folks here in the North Country.
That's Emily Russell, reporter and assistant news director from North Country Public Radio. Emily, thanks so much for breaking this all down for us.
Thank you.